Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. Mishnah Tesvav, the final Mishnah of the fifth Perek and the final Mishnah of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, introduces us to Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, also known as John Hyrcanus, was the grandson of Matityahu and the son of Shimon. So he lived up after the time of Hanukkah. He was the Kohen Gadol and the monarch of Israel during the second Beis Hamikdash, about 30 years after the Hanukkah story. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a very big tzaddik. Even though he was the monarch, he called himself the Nasi rather than the Melech because he was not from Beis David and he was very, very religious and wanted to do everything kalacha. He was a very strong king and worked closely with Chazal to strengthen religious observance throughout the country. He made many important takanos, and these takanos are the content of our Mishnah. Now, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the king for 31 years. Now, unfortunately, power tends to corrupt. And this unfortunately happened with Yochanan Kohen Gadol as well. Chazal, of course, did not agree with everything that he did, and they let him know. And he was had a lot of difficulty accepting that because he's the king and he's in charge and he's the king and the Kohen Gadol, so he's really in charge and people should just listen to him, and if he wants to do it that way, then that's the way it should be done. And Chazal, well, too bad on them. And slowly these disagreements would increase in amount, and they started to drive a wedge between Yochanan and the Sanhedrin. The Tzedukim, a group of Jews who do not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh and therefore don't really have much use for the rabbis, capitalized on these disagreements, and they began to kind of try to turn Yochanan away from Chazal and away from Torah Shebaal Peh. And unfortunately, by the end of his life, Yochanan had become a full Tzeduki and had exiled or killed many of his rabbinic critics. However, our Mishnah is focused on the good times, right? Back when Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the great tzaddik, made the important gezeros for the Jewish people that really helped increase Torah. And our Mishnah teaches us about five such things that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was famous for, that he made important changes for the benefit of the Jewish people. First one is, of course, the reason that it's here, because it has to do with Vidui Maaser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol hevir hodayos ha-maaser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol basically canceled the saying of Vidui Maaser. He said, from now on, nobody says Vidui Maaser. Why is that? Well, because more than 200 years earlier, when Ezra was trying to get the Jews to come back to Israel from Galus Bavel, Ezra had a hard time getting the Levim to come. He could get Kohanim to come. He got Yisraelim to come, but he was unable to get Levim to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to back to Eretz Yisrael, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to serve in it. As a punishment for the Levim, Ezra and the Sanhedrin made a takana that Ma'aser Rishon, which is supposed to go to the Levim, should no longer be given to Levim. It should only be given to Kohanim. Kohanim are, of course, also from Shevet Levi, so they are eligible to receive Ma'aser Rishon, although normally we don't give it to them, because that's the gift of the Levim. However, since the Levim did not come back at the time that they were supposed to for the second Beis HaMikdash, they were no longer able to receive Ma'aser Rishon, which was given straight to the Kohanim. Now, for 200 years, they kept giving this Ma'aser Rishon to the Kohanim, not to the Levim, but they kept saying in Vidui Maaser, Vigam Nesativ LaLevi, I also gave it to Levi. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, this isn't right. What we are saying is not truth. As long as we are not giving Ma'aser Rishon to the Levi, we can't say Vigam Nesativ LaLevi, and therefore we should stop saying Vidui Maaser. The second gezeira of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, actually the second and third are listed together. We'll read them, but then we'll go through them one at a time. Afhu bitel es ha-me'orim ves ha-nokfim. He also canceled the me'orim and the nokfim. What are the me'orim? Well, during the Shir Shel Yom, during the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, who did eventually show up, would sing the pasuk in Tehillim, Ura Lamatishan Hashem. Now, Ura Lamatishan Hashem means, wake up, why are you sleeping, God? Now, this is the Pasuk in Tehillim, and Hashem never sleeps, so this might be a problem, right? Now, the Pasuk from Tehillim is speaking allegorically, which is fine, right? We're saying, you know, God, why do you allow the nations to beat us up? Because throughout history they have. And why do you allow that to happen? And we know why. Because we haven't been doing what Hashem wants, and then Hashem doesn't do what we want. And so, you know, that's how relationships work. If you're not with me, then I'm not with you. And so, so this pasuk in context is a perfectly legitimate pasuk. However, the Levim in the Beis Hamikdash, instead of singing this beautifully, they were screaming it at, accusingly at God. Ura, lama sishan Hashem! Wake up, God, why are you sleeping? Remember, this is 30 years after the Hanukkah story, which was not fun for the Jews. And in those 30 years, you know, that also hasn't been pretty. The freedom of the Hanukkah story didn't last for very long, and the Greeks were back in pretty quickly. And then the Romans. So it was not so great. Even though we had the Beis Hamikdash and we had our own ruler, there were many periods of instability. And so the Levim were basically yelling at God, accusingly. And that is not okay. And so Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, you know what? We're taking that pasuk out of the service. And they did. And again, it's important to point out that these takanos that he made were with the full agreement of Chazal. The third thing was the nokfim. He got rid of the nokfim. What are nokfim? The nokfim are the strikers. What they would have a custom that they would strike the animal between its horns or cut it lightly between its horns. This is before shechting it for a karban. This is not a mum. There are certain blemishes that are considered a mum, and there are certain blemishes that are not considered a mum. We can't sacrifice an animal that is a mum, but this is not considered a mum. And why would they do it? Because when they did it, blood would kind of drip down into the eyes of the animal, which would disorient it. And when the animal was disoriented, it was easier to do the shechita. So they did this for many, many years. It was a technique to make the shechita of the karban go better. However, Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, you have to stop doing this. Because it appears, to all appearances, we're bringing a baal mum on the mizbeach. Because every animal has this bloody head before it even gets shechted. It looks like it's a baal mum. And therefore, since it appears that we are sacrificing blemished animals on the mizbeach to God, we have to stop. And he instead set up a new system with rings fixed to the floor that is described in Maseches Midos, rings fixed to the floor that would help them a different way of holding the animals still for shechita. The fourth takana is Ve'ad Yamav Hayapatish Makabi Rishlaim. Up until his days, but no longer after his days, hammers would bang in Yerushalayim. What are we talking about? We're talking about people doing work on Chol HaMoed. Now, Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to do work unless it is Davar HaAved, something which is going to entail significant loss, in which case you are allowed to do the work. The people in that we're describing here were artisans, and they were working only on things that are Davar HaAved. So they were not doing anything wrong. So it's 100% mutter. That's why there wasn't a problem until now. However, Yochanan observed that on Chol HaMoed, everybody's in Yerushalayim, and the sound of hammers beating carries quite a distance. And when there's lots of them, it really carries. And so here it is, Chol HaMoed, which is sort of almost a yontif. And people are in Yerushalayim celebrating the regel, and you hear the sound of banging everywhere, even in the Beis HaMikdash. It carries, and so you're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash on Chol HaMoed, and you hear the sound of banging, of people working. And it's not nice. It's disrespectful to the Yom Tov. And therefore, he made a gzera that there's no more hammers in Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed. Even if it is Davar HaAved, which is work that is mutter to do, you can't do it in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed because of respect for the Moed. And finally, Ubiyamav Ein Adam Tzarech Lishol Al HaDamai. During his days, no one had to ask about Damai. What does that mean? Damai is, as we have discussed a few times, produce that is bought from Am HaAretz, and it is uncertain if maestros are taken from it. Now, originally, before the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you would have to, when you bought something from an Am HaAretz, you would have to give all of the maestros, right? You would have Truma Gedola, no, because we can trust them for that. But you'd have to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. You'd have to give Maaser Ani to the poor person if it's a Maaser Ani year. And of course, you'd have to separate Maaser Sheni and take it to Yerushalayim. So people wouldn't want to buy stuff from an Am Haaretz because they would have to take all of the Maaseros all over again. And that's pretty expensive. You're talking about 20% of the product. And therefore, people would ask to find out if a shopkeeper was reliable. And if he was not, if he was an Am Haaretz, they would not buy from him at all. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol decreed, because of the halachic principle of Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya, this is a halachic principle that says in monetary issues, whoever has a claim and wishes to take from the other, right? If person one has something and person two wants to claim that they should get it, well, they're the ones who have to prove it. The person who holds the item doesn't have to prove that he's entitled to keep it. You have to prove that he's not entitled to keep it. You're entitled to get it. And so in this case, when we're talking about demai, so Maaser Sheni, you're keeping anyway. You have to take it to Yerushalayim, but you're keeping it anyway. Trumas Maaser, right? Trumas Maaser, we have to give anyway, because even if it doesn't belong to the Levi, I can't take the chance that it does belong to the Kohen because I can't eat it. If it is Trumas Maaser and I eat it, then Chayav Misa. So I want to get rid of it anyway. There's no value to me to hang on to it. So I'm going to give it to the Kohen just to keep me safe. However, Maaser Rishon, well, if the Levi wants this Maaser Rishon that I have separated, let him prove that it's Maaser Rishon. Let him prove that the guy didn't take Maaseros. Of course he can't do that. And therefore, I don't have to give it to the Levi until some Levi can prove to me that it's actually Maaser Rishon. Similarly for Maaser Ani, I don't have to give Maaser Ani to the poor person unless he can prove to me that it's actually Maaser Ani. And that is very doubtful, and he won't be able to prove it. And therefore, you don't have to really ask if somebody is an Am Haaretz, because what's the downside for you if he is? 1% you have to give to the Kohen, Trumas Maaser. That's not a big deal, 1%. Maaser Rishon, you have to be Korei Shame, but then you keep it. In a Maaser Ani year, you have to be Korei Shem, but you keep it. And Maaser Sheni, anyway, you get to keep. You have to take it to Yerushalayim, but you get to keep. So there's not such a huge downside to buying from an Am Haaretz once Yochanan Kohen Gadol changed the rules of Demai in keeping with the principle of Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. And therefore, Ein Adam Tzarich Lishol Al Demai, and people would buy from an Am Haaretz because it wasn't that big of a deal. Salik Maseches Maaser Sheni. We have concluded our learning of Maaser Sheni. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you will join me for future Masechtos. Next up, Maseches Challah.